Now, we bring in Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica with Tips to Grow On, brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape, serving the Flathead for 26 years, 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
I was so taken in by your story that I almost forgot to put my headphones on. Yeah. But, you know, I'm suspicious of those guys. I think they waited long enough to let her know that they were there officially. Yeah. I think there's this is very suspicious.
Yeah, it could be. Now, hey, one thing I was wondering about is with the hard winter we've had and all of the water in the ground and the freezing, refreezing and everything, mm-hmm. what kind of shape is the soil in for actually getting plants in there?
We don't know yet. Oh. You know, I just have to tell you, on Monday I was digging around in the compost bin in the school garden, and I had to take a hoe and hack through the frozen snow. Because you know, we kept it going through the winter, of course. Yeah. But you know, we'll find out. I have not taken the soil temperature yet. I have not used the thermometer yet to see because it's still too early to do those early things like carrots. You know, we need.
Well, we
got to
get ready, though.
Yeah, we do. We have to get ready. So, good morning, and thank you for having me, and thank you, Columbia Nursery, and welcome to all you gardeners and future gardeners, and a very, very special welcome. Do you know, John and Robin, that we have a new ag agent at the Extension Service?
We finally found one?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Lovely young woman. So welcome, Mackenzie Day is her name. So welcome, and anyone who is in the area of 12th Street and Main, go by, say hello. We need to give her a big, big, big welcome. So wonderful. I had a question from last week and kind of a reminder. I did not mention LED grow lights. Well, the reason I didn't mention LED grow lights is because we were talking about a shoestring budget. And you know, you're just going to use those lights for a very short time. But if your budget allows LED lights, by all means, they're cheaper to run. And I was holding out on you, listeners, because I did not mention that you run those lights for 15 hours, okay? And you want 6 hours of darkness. And I also didn't mention that it would be very helpful if you had a timer on those lights, okay? Then you don't have to set your alarm clock. A lot easier with a timer. And, of course, a spritz bottle. And then you spritz until those seeds are nicely germinated, because if you would flood them with a hose or with a watering can, that would be too much water. So I'm sorry that I was holding out on you. And then also, I think it's a really, really good time for you to check your houseplants, especially the houseplants that you brought in, because this is the time when those little critters that you don't want might have settled in. It's warm, they're cozy inside. So check it out. And I found a couple of aphids on one of our houseplants. Use insecticidal soap. That's very easy to make. I'll give you the recipe real fast. 2.5 tablespoons of Dawn liquid soap. Some people like the Joy lemon soap. 2.5 tablespoons of inexpensive vegetable oil, and 1 gallon of water, distilled water. So it needs to be very neutral. Shake it up, and you'll have enough left to go into the season. Okay, and don't forget to spray under the leaves. Okay, because these little critters, they know where they can hide. Mm. So again, if you have any questions at all about starting seedlings indoors, go back to last week's, which is March 9th, Podbean, and I've really detailed all the things you may need and how to do it, so we don't have to repeat it today. Why do we start long season plants indoors? Well, because we have a short season, so you're getting a head start. And then someone said, I never talk about starting flowers indoors. Well, of course you can start flowers indoors. Look on the back of the package. Some are more difficult. Some need a longer time. For instance, I'm thinking of heliotrope. It's this beautiful purple semi-annual. It can be hardy, but, you know, definitely not in zone 3 or 4. So heliotrope. Soaked those seeds overnight. I found out that coleus were very take a long time to germinate. Morning glory too. I nearly lost it with some morning glory seeds last year. So soak those overnight. Nasturtiums. Any seed that has a rough seed coat, a rough surface. They do better if you soak them overnight. They germinate faster, of course. And then last week, I promised you some seed-starting recipes. And here's one from MSU. Now, I haven't tried that yet, but it's MSU Extension recommended. So you mix well 4 quarts of peat, if you like to use peat, or a cocoa fiber, the core. And that comes in a brick form. 4 quarts of fine vermiculite. And I brought some in, and John and Robin, this looks like what? Like coarse sand, fine sand, yeah. Or brown sugar, or light brown sugar, very, very fine.
Ground up cat food.
Yeah. So it's horticultural vermiculite.
Ah, okay.
And 2 tablespoons of ground limestone and 1 tablespoon of superphosphate. So that's the MSU recipe. I love Kathy Prim's recipe from the college here in the horticultural department. And she calls it Mel's Mix. And I brought a sample in as well. She was generous to share. I love this one. And she uses 1/3 peat or coir, 1/3 of the horticultural vermiculite, and 1/3 of finished compost. Now, not manure. And with compost, if you're adding compost to your potting, to your plants, you know, just make sure you have the source. If it's your own compost and you know that there was no herbicide treated grass, you know, a residual in there, because you don't want any herbicide injuries on your plants, of course. And this could kill your seedlings in no time at all. And so 1/3 of finished compost, clean compost, you know, the source, if someone gave it to me, make sure that there's no herbicide treated grass clippings in there. So it's 11 and a half weeks until the last frost date, plus minus 2 weeks. And what can you plant indoors? You may have started your cabbage family. Peppers need 8 to 12 weeks before the last frost date, so you may think about pepper seedlings and seeds if that's what you want to grow. Parsley, and you do need to soak those seeds overnight because they're very, very slow to germinate, and they get a little pouty sometimes. So on that note, John, do you want to go to the nursery? Thank you, John. And John and Robin, do you know they're thinking of having another kids program this spring?
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. So,
terrific.
Yeah, stay tuned. More to follow.
Who's they?
Oh, I'm sorry, the nursery.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, everyone at the nursery.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. If we're talking about starting seedlings indoors, we have to talk about seed starting mistakes. We have to. I hate to, but we have to. Because I want you to succeed. Okay, number one, you did not test seed viability. You thought they were good, but you weren't sure, and they didn't germinate. Not supplying enough light. Temperature too low, 65 to 75 degrees for most of them. Some need it higher, so check it out on your seed packet, okay? And you may want to group together the same temperature requirements. That might make it so much easier. But onions, after they have germinated, you can lower that temp to 55 degrees, okay? Another reason why you may not succeed is the seeds or the pods dried out. I don't like that. We wouldn't like it either. So humidity dome is not removed after germination. So this could cause dampening off. And that's a fungus where the humidity has gone up to 85% or more. So, and that's not fun because you would have to toss those out. Starting seeds too soon or moving them outside too soon. Planting seeds too deeply. Your seeds, the depth of a seed is 2.5 times the width or the diameter of the seed. Okay, so 2.5 times the seed. So it's really hard to gauge when you have a little tiny seed.
Oh my
like
gosh,
that.
Yeah, 2.5 times. Yeah, that's like less than half an inch.
Mm-hmm. And so you know, it depends on the size of the seed. So 2.5 the width or the diameter of the seed. So with a bean or pea, it's easy, of course. Example, broccoli is tiny, bean is large. You have too many seeds for the space, and so the seeds are competing and they crowd each other. So, and the worst possible thing you can do is to drown them.
Ooh.
And then one more thing, you're giving up too soon. So don't give up, okay?
Now, I always thought about Johnny Appleseed traveling across the country and just throwing seeds out and growing apple trees.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Definitely. I had a kid in the school garden several years ago wanting to grow an apple tree. He was determined, another Johnny Appleseed. But he did not succeed. So whether the seeds needed stratification or what the problem was, I can't remember. Garden to table. We've been talking about how to cut your grocery bill on produce. And, you know, while it's really suggested that we eat organically grown produce, we don't want to have that pesticide residual and consume that, especially in kids. The Environmental Working Group just came out with a new list. You remember we talked about the Dirty Dozen, you know, things you should always buy organically grown. Well, they added blueberries and green beans to that list, unfortunately. Ooh. Yeah. Mm. And however, for all of you out there, the list of the Clean 15 has grown as well. So if you want to look at the list, the Environmental Working Group's website is ewg.org. And coincidentally, this must be becoming a hot topic because CNN is doing a series on it. And that is called Life, But Better. And it's a very, very long website. So cnn.com/2023/0315. So just yesterday, /health/dirty-dozen-produce-pesticides. /2023-wellness. So just go to cnn.com.
You need help on this one.
If you want that whole article. Needs in the Valley, wow, always check with the Veterans Pantry, okay? They help so many people, whether they're out in the street or inside. Next week, Robin, I think you mentioned something about biochar in the garden when you had that lovely lady in from the Forest Service.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my knowledge is limited to biochar in the garden because I have not found any scientific research that has been done beyond, you know, if I look at it, I would look at the pH. And the pH is somewhat alkaline, so I would think, okay, clay soil is acidic, so if I meant with biochar, that would help the soil. But this is just my personal feeling. However, and I know that in the Amazon, they have used that for 2,000 years ago. They kept putting it into the soil. They call it, it's based on terra preta, I think it's called. There is a Canadian study, and they have a long list of pros and cons about using it in the home garden. Very promising. Virginia Tech did tomato trials, Sean. I know you like to grow tomatoes. And they found out that they had a 51% increase in yield, 25% taller, earlier fruiting, healthier transplants, nutrient retention, longer flower color retention on vincas. But there's no scientific information from MSU yet. I've left a message with Clayne Jones, who is our soil fertility specialist. So if you listeners out there need to have more information, his email address is Clayne, C-L-A-I-N-J, at montana.edu, 406-994-6076. So stay tuned for that. We also need to talk about winter pruning. Gosh, we need to talk about fire blight on your fruit trees because it's not too early. But lots to go on, a lot of things to go on. So before I close, I would like to leave you with a quote on hope, since seeds present hope to me, by Dwarakesh M. Plant the seeds of hope, water them in with compassion. The world is in more need of both. Thank you for listening. Be well. Remember, we're in this together, and pay forward if you can. And thank you, Molly, for paying forward for me.
Oh, nice. And join us next Thursday. Forward once again for our next Tips to Grow On with Elizabeth Mollica, the Master Gardener. Brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Excellent advice, great customer service. They've been serving the Flathead for 26 years. They're on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls.